Wait, another trend that I remember. So tell me, I mean, it was an article that I saw, like, what Saint Bougie and Maporis. I mean, it's an article, so like, I'm coming up with things.
Definitely.
So I want to know, like, was the article right? I mean, because it says a lot of things that you guys were dating, and there was also another.
Apparently, Saint Bougie's boyfriend is DJ Maporis.
So you're telling me the articles are lying?
No, not at all. We actually
Yo, Boba Fett, welcome to No Chill Vodcast. You know, the only vodcast that includes influencers, but we do include influencers, we do content creators, and we don't do anything else than that. But in today's episode, like as usual, we are affiliated with ClearScore. But wait, before that, I need to ask our guest about this. Do you know your credit score?
I don't even know what that is, hey. At all.
So guys, listen, in today's episode, we are affiliated with ClearScore. So ClearScore, it's a service provider that provides everyone who signs up with them with a credit report and a credit score. So a credit score, it's a score that actually shows how you're doing financially. Let's say you have a phone contract. So if you don't pay in time, it means that your credit score will be low. If you pay in time and you pay your credit every time, kanako, and you're doing everything right, it increases your credit score. So a lot of you guys, you don't even know what's your credit score. So this is the plug for you guys. Most of you do sign up. The link is going to be on my description. It's for free, Buffet. So in today's episode, we got nice, dope, you know, we feature nice, beautiful influencers. It's the only vodcast, Buffet, that includes beautiful influencers who are doing the most online. Shout out to you. Can I have a horn, Buffet? Don't forget to subscribe to No Chill Vodcast, Buffet. Yo, guys, can I have a hug for the last time, Buffet? On this episode, I have a social media influencer. She's an ambassador of life. She's the founder of Reaching Out. Reaching Out Foundation,
yeah.
Yes, and that's a non-profit organization. She's also, for me, I'll say it, she said I should not say it, for me, she's a digital creator. She do tutorials on YouTube. She's just a notable person. She have won the award for African Social Entertainment Awards, and she won under the category of
Miss Personality.
Obviously, in 2020, I was there. We received these things together.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Ona Zuma, a.k.a. Saint Bougie. Let's get the ball. So, Saint, I'm going to call you Ona throughout this, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So, I want you to introduce yourself. Maybe I've left something here and there. So, I want to take this moment, look at the people and just introduce yourself. Be free and let's hear more about you. Yeah.
Hi guys, welcome to No Chills Podcast. I'm so excited to be here. I'm actually beyond excited to be here. So I go by the name of Ona. My name is Zuma. I am a 20-year-old influencer who's studying media. All the way from Mamelodi. I'm a town girl, okay? I'm from the ghetto.
Yeah.
And yeah, okay, I think that's
so,
about me.
So, I mean, to be honest, I didn't even know you from Mamelodi. I thought maybe from somewhere in Central, to be honest.
Right.
But Ona, thanks. To be honest, it's an honor to have you here. And you're very hard to find, to be honest. We've been planning this thing for but yeah, today it's here and I appreciate
finally made time.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. Just to give you the protocols of this. We're just going to talk about social media platforms and how you made it there. But I want to start at the personal level. You know, a lot of people, obviously, they see you online, but they don't know. Like, all these kind of things. Like,
yeah, about, actually, yeah.
And I didn't even know your age. So it's I'm shocked. You're 20 years old. I was like... Are you really 20?
I just turned 20 last week. Literally.
Damn. Happy belated. Does it still count?
No, it does. It does.
So tell me, Honor, you said you're from Mamelodi. How do you, like, growing up? I know, I mean, you're still young, but I mean, you have grown. So
okay, yeah.
growing up, how was it to you? Where did you attend school and how was it like to you?
Okay, so I attended school in Silverton Primary. I started there. So I had like very overprotective parents. Like I wasn't allowed to go out.
Yeah.
Partying, drinking, dating.
I know, I understand.
Looking at men, it was a sin. Like, I wasn't allowed to do anything when I was young. So yeah. I had very overprotective parents. But I feel like it has helped me, like, yeah. to...
How?
Like, I feel like I am where I am right now because of their overprotectiveness.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
you think you were going to be reckless?
Yo, I was going to be reckless.
Yeah.
Okay, so high school, I've been that girl that got expelled twice, different schools. So I changed like a lot of high schools. Okay.
No, okay, cool. We're going to talk about this kind of thing.
So I've been in Cornerstone College.
Who is that?
It's in Silverton.
Okay.
And I've been in Silverton. Mm. Oh, I did say Silverton Primary. So my high school was Cornerstone College. It was Shalom College.
At this private school, because to me this sounds so private.
Yeah, it's private schools. So the last high school where I finished my matric was in FH Woodendal.
Yeah.
The worst.
I wouldn't know, to be honest. Yeah. In our public school products. So. Growing up, Vele, and then how did you start with the social media, especially Instagram? Because, I mean, wow, girl, you're doing the most. The numbers, they're just talking, you know? 600,000 followers on Instagram. So when did you start? Which year, if you still remember? And what was your motive behind starting? I didn't even know that this whole thing is going to...
I actually never thought I'd ever be an influencer. It was never my dream to have followers or whatever. But I remember I was in grade 9. I didn't have data. Like, my parents wouldn't buy me data because they didn't even allow me to have a phone. So I always used, like, school Wi-Fi. Like, I would stay after school until 5, like, just to access Instagram. And I was like...
And what were you doing only Instagram there?
Like, okay, I was following, like, small accounts. Like, I always followed small accounts. Like, those accounts that, like, would notice if you like their pictures, if you follow. Like, I was smart enough. Like, I made sure that I benefit from me following this person. Either I get likes back or a follow back. So I kept on doing that until I followed, like, almost 10,000 people, guys. I followed 10,000 people. And
what? How was the proportion? And your followers were how many?
I had, like, almost, like... 1,000 or 900.
10,000.
Yeah.
So would you say that is that's the strategy that helped you to grow?
Yeah, it's literally the strategy that got me to 10K followers. I got to 10K followers, and obviously when you get to 10K followers, you wanna get to 20. Then when you get to 20, you wanna get to 40.
Yeah.
So you push, you create content, you look cute.
And
you
we're gonna talk about the content creation, but I wanna know the beginnings. So
yeah, sure.
You said you were doing that and you started growing. What were you posting when in return for those people to like back and do all these engagements? What was your, like, main content?
I literally went all out. Like, I would take, okay, most of my pictures, because I said my parents are very overprotective, so I was always at home. So it was always like selfie pictures. It was always like mirror pictures, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I always try to look good through, like...
Because there was this picture of you, ne? You were wearing a blue... top. I think you were at school. That picture's like, it was on my explorer for like a month.
Yeah.
And there's these pages that takes pictures and just put them aside. Hey, that picture is like, damn. And I think I DM'd you just because of that picture at some point. I cannot remember. So, and what I've noticed is that you used to post school uniform pictures,
a lot
of them.
Lot.
So you say maybe it was because of how you are, and people just fell in love because this girl is just so clean.
Beautiful.
The pictures are just. We'll talk about the content because I feel like that's the main point why we're here. We're talking about content and social media platform and stuff like that. So, growing, right? You're reaching 10K now, 20K, and things are changing. Even the way you see things are no longer the same.
It's changing. Everything is changing.
The pressure that comes with it now. So, how? Because I mean, growing on social media is a continuous
thing,
and you have to learn out of it. When you were growing, what did you learn, or what did you discover? As let's say someone is watching right now, they wanna grow, or they're in that process of growing, but there's just a lot of things. What would you point as those things that can distract you, maybe?
Okay, cool. So I genuinely feel like competition. What? Girls will always compete. Let me tell you guys.
Yeah.
My first pressure from social media, there was this girl in high school, right? Like, she had, like, followers. Like, she had, like, 11K followers, and that was, like, big.
Oh, yeah.
So, it was, like, good pressure for me because I wanted to, like, get there. That's why I followed, like, 10,000 people. Mm. Like, I always pushed to make sure.
So, were you competing with her, or she was inspiring you?
Oh, no. I was competing.
I like the honest. So, but competing with her now, what did she know that you're competing with?
No, actually, she
didn't. So, I mean, it's always good to compete with people, but don't show with you're competing with them.
Never, don't ever show. Yeah. So, it was good pressure for me. Like, I made sure, Uguti, my biggest goal was to always get over her, which is at 18K. I get over
her. I'm sure now you're a person. Now I'm sure she's small now.
She's still at 100K.
So you made it.
I made it, honey. I made it.
Okay, so now, but I feel like you should thank her in a way, you know? Go back and say, you know what? She inspired me. No, just be nice.
I'll think about it. Give me a year to think about it.
So, yeah, what are those things? Like, you're saying, like, competition and...
Yeah, definitely competition. Like, everyone, like, it's like, guys... Just having followers, like, it's like you're intimidating people that, like, don't have followers.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta, like, be someone that's very strong and very understanding on other people's, like, feelings about followers and stuff. Because some people take followers
too
personal. Like, 10K. So definitely competition. I don't know how to deal with that.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact that... It's one of the biggest issues.
Yeah. So, what negativity side? Let's talk about the negative side of it when you're growing. Even the match, because negativity doesn't stop.
Really. Negativity doesn't stop.
How do you handle it as a person? And how you handle the negativity? Now I'm talking from back then. It's not now. Obviously, now you've mastered it. But back then, if you still remember, how was it to manage it?
I think, guys, as a child, like, I actually had, like, a very bad experience. Like... Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it, but, like, there's something that I went through that really built me to who I am right now. And it just really made me, like, get used to all of this. Like, it's like, I don't even know, like, if anything.
So it wasn't happened, new.
It was never, like, negativity has never been new from primary, from high school.
Mm.
I've just always been bullied, like, all the time. Mm. So it's something that really helped me, like, to where I am right now. I feel like if I wasn't bullied, like, at this point, if I would be trending and stuff, like, I would be going through a lot. So now, it's really just...
Okay, so, like, obviously, as you grow, like, besides the experience of you, like, dealing with negativity, obviously now it's a different platform. Like, it's online.
Yeah.
Maybe when you were growing, the negativity was just around schools and stuff
definitely.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the online one, because, I mean, this podcast is really the main focus here to inspire people. And we know that a lot of people are not doing things because of negativity. You know, they stop.
Yes.
When someone comments something that they're not expecting to hear, they stop posting now. And a lot of dreams and talents are just dying just because of that.
Yeah.
So what made you kept on posting regardless of what people were saying?
Okay, I feel like I have two reasons, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say both of them. Firstly, I am just surrounded by good people, like positive people.
Yeah.
Like, I have good people around me. I have good friends around me and my family. Yeah. Wow. They just always making sure that I'm okay. Like, they're always putting me first before anything.
Yeah.
And also another thing, I feel like if you have a goal.
Yeah.
I feel like when you have a goal, ne, and you want to reach that goal, I feel like regardless of what's being said, whatever that happens in your life, you're going to push to get to where you want to get to. So I feel like that's also how I really try to avoid negativity.
So for you, it was, I want to reach 10K like that girl.
Yes.
So regardless of whatever that people are saying, they don't know your goal. So they can say whatever, but you keep on posting. So having a goal is the most important thing.
Having a goal is the most important thing. And having positive people around you is so cool. Because there are other friends like that will just like always tell you about what's being said about you and stuff like that. But yeah. I think I've always, you know, I'm lucky with friends. Like, I've been with good people, so.
Yeah. No, that's good. I mean, so you grown, like, when you reach 100K, how was your...
I'm hungry.
Oh, you want pizza? Pizza, yeah, guys. Pizza.
Tanko.
Pizza. Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
You're the best.
Very. Food is the best, guys. We'll be talking... It's warm. Yeah. So, guys, we'll be chowing while we talk. I mean, we're chilling. This is not chill. I know it's not chill, but we're chilling.
Thank you.
So, Ona, let's talk. And you believe now the conversation is just gonna flow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I was saying, you reach 100K now. I'm sure you remember. Everyone remembers their 100K milestone. The day you reach 100K, now things are different now. Even brands now, they're contacting you and more likes. And now you know, you're fully aware that, okay, I'm an influencer here.
Yeah.
Now I want to get you to a certain point. So how was it like? How was the experience when now you're getting more attention? Now you've reached your goal now and it's just happening. It's multiplied itself now. Your goal of 10K, now it's just a lot. How was the feeling? When
100K specifically?
The numbers that you felt like, yeah, this is too much for me.
It has to be 200K. What? I was shocked. I was really shocked because I felt like everyone was so excited about 100K and I wanted to get 200K.
So
I pushed and finally I got there. Guys, I just really felt like, don't talk to me, I'm famous.
Yeah. So, and then the brand side now. You were 18 or 19 then?
Yeah, I was 18.
From that time, you were not managed, like now?
No manager, nothing. I was all on my own. Oh, I had a boyfriend, actually. I was dating someone, and like he was always supporting me. Mm. He was like my manager.
No way.
Anyway.
And he helped you at some point.
Yeah, yeah, like, with a few things, yeah.
So, do you appreciate his...
No. He just helped me, like, it was his time. Mudimu Pile, and at that time, Horang Tuse, to get to 200K, I got to 200K, and Lodia fail.
So the content you were putting, it was just your pictures, like, all nice pictures that you're still posting now. So, if I have to categorize you in terms of influencers and content creator, which category do you fall under? Obviously, this fashion, this not humor, definitely, it's not entertainment. What is it?
Fashion beauty, and beauty, don't you think beauty?
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, fashion. I love fashion.
Yeah. So it's fashion.
I promote
and
a lot of like fashion brands, like, yeah, more than anything. But beauty.
Yeah.
I feel like
you're the ambassador of beauty.
I'm a bit messy today, but hear me out. I can change. I can change. I can be like
just like this.
Just like the, like, literally.
So cool. For me, I have a lot of questions, but I wanna go with a line because I wanna understand how you started, how you got to this point of having 600,000, right? Yeah. But I also wanna understand, as you were growing, the money side of it. Remember, influencers, I mean, you guys make money, right? And it's not a secret. I mean, if you don't make money, then you say it, because not every influencer is making money, but they're in a position to make money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
But a lot don't even know. They just care about likes. They care about all these things that don't matter. And tell me the time where you've made like the biggest amount just because of your Instagram. I don't know whether it was 5 years back or now. And what was it? What were you doing, if you don't mind?
Okay, let me think.
The highest one. The one that was like...
From social media.
Yes, your Instagram alone.
Okay. I think my biggest deal for now...
Is it
there are bigger deals coming.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah. For now, yeah.
I'm a whole 100% ambassador for Herbex.
Yeah.
Please check it out on Instagram.
Can you spell it out for me?
Herbex, H-E-R-B-E-X.
Oh, okay. What do they do?
Herbex Health. It's like, okay, I can't compare it with another brand, but like it's a health brand, like to lose weight or to gain weight, like either way.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm an ambassador for Herbex and
they're feeding you nice.
They are feeding me nice.
No, that's good.
They are feeding
me
good.
The aim on social media is not just to get likes and followers, but you also have to make a living out of it.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. So as an influencer, I wanna ask you open questions. Like as an influencer, like how many ways would you advise someone as an influencer who's watching now that you know of that you can make money out of? On social media, as an influencer, Jay, based on your experience,
okay, cool.
I made money because I do promos, like whatever that you...
Okay, I'm not going to say the obvious, but I mean, I feel like YouTube...
is it a feeling or is it what you know?
It's what I know.
Okay.
YouTube makes money. Mm. Don't ever sleep on YouTube. Keep vlogging, keep making sure that you experience life and show people, edit it. It takes so much time to like just edit one YouTube video, but it's worth it. Like that's the thing.
What are the obvious? You said you don't want to mention the obvious. You know, sometimes obvious to you could be not obvious to someone.
Okay, so the obvious is like, I feel like approaching brands, asking them to work with them with the specific rates. And you know, sometimes you can't always expect like brands to approach you. Like you gotta like... here and they approach them like for yourself. So I feel like that's the obvious. Like promo work, yeah. But YouTube
is the one.
So TikTok, also TikTok. You know TikTok like
Does
money,
can you make money on TikTok?
You can make money on TikTok. I'll explain.
No, explain. No, I need to know.
Okay. Most people that make money on TikTok are like artists, right?
So, like, music-wise?
Music-wise, like, if you drop, like, a specific audio that's yours and whatever, and people just, you know, they give you a specific amount. Like, you just need to, you see, the same thing you do with YouTube, like, go through the insights and add, like, your banking, whatever. Yes, TikTok does that.
No, I should check mine, because my TikTok is booming. So, I'm not an artist.
You have, like, over a million followers, right?
Over a million?
TikTok.
No.
Wait, TikTok.
No, likes. Million likes, yeah.
How many likes?
2.6 million, but it's not about me. No.
Imagine.
Let's talk about your TikTok. I saw you do a lot of TikToks and you get a lot of engagement. And ukaruwa tsebor batwarata. So what's your content on TikTok? The one that you know that gives you a lot of views.
I feel like definitely. I feel like where would we be now without TikTok, guys? I love dancing. I've never liked dancing before, like ever in my life.
That's what I wanted you
but
to say.
But now,
I've seen, like, we're gonna show a video here, guys. And you're gonna turn around like this.
Use the one with Daliwanga's song, please.
What's so special about that person? Because this is not the first time hearing you mentioning that name. Is this someone that you're crushing on, or is it your ex, or what's happening?
Oh, guys, I just feel like it's someone that's so talented that deserves like so much exposure.
Yeah,
Daliwanga, he doesn't even deserve to live in SA, bruh. Like he's amazing. Amazing. So I have a crush on him. Unfortunately, I can't access him.
How why?
But I have a crush on him.
He's so,
and one day is like, one day.
How can you not have access? I feel like in terms of numbers, are you not like bigger? In terms of
I am bigger.
So what do you mean you cannot access him? This is just the DM. Send some DM, baby girl. I mean, come and express how you feel.
Okay, wait. It's that crush where you really don't want anything to happen. You just love his songs.
From
you
the
love
distance.
His talent. Like, you love him from a distance. Love watching him on stage. Mm. Not even knowing how the situation shifted. Like, just feel.
So, when do you relationships? Because, I mean, I have to ask. I've never seen you posting any guy there on your social.
Ever.
Okay, well,
you
I
never
used
seen
to.
Any guy.
No, I used to. I know that after that, right? After that guy, because remember, I even interviewed
which
you.
Guy?
The one that I interviewed. You guys had YouTube together, and I even asked you what's going to happen when the YouTube, if you guys.
You did. You remember? And I was like, it's never going to happen, and it happened. Listen, my first interview with No Chill, this is so funny, guys. Like, he told me, he's like, what's gonna happen if you guys break up?
Yeah, they were starting a YouTube channel, guys.
This is what I said. I was like, never, we are never breaking up.
And the video is there, you know.
I'm gonna
no, the thing is, I was just trying to understand, because this, I don't understand this thing of sharing passwords and doing, like, you know, one channel together. I mean,
together.
It's good, but you can never predict life, you understand? So I was telling guys, I'm gonna show the video. I don't wanna touch that. Just a small clip, and you hear what she said. She was like, never.
I see you. You post videos with your boyfriend. Happy. You even have a YouTube. So I had to go deeper just before you can talk to me. I saw you have a YouTube channel with your boyfriend playing games. Yeah. Where is he? I thought you guys, you do everything together.
Well, he's currently not with me now.
It's not with you?
Yeah. But I do have a YouTube channel with him. And I have a YouTube channel on my own. So, yeah.
So, that one is a joint channel. I'm sure Liana, he has his own.
Yeah, he also has his own.
So, it's a joint one.
Yeah.
So, what's going to happen if Velena Shugana? Who's going to delete it?
We're not going to Shugana.
No, come on, baby girl. You're still young, man. I'm not wishing
I'm so young, but, like, it's just one thing I know already. We're not going to Shugana.
Gosh, guys,
no. And you know, I understand, and you were right, because you don't have to be in a relationship thinking about it's gonna end, you know,
honestly.
So now, what happened to the YouTube channel now? Who took it?
I took it there. I mean, there.
So you deleted the videos?
I deleted the videos, and I actually had like I replaced, like, I just had like a new YouTube channel with my friends. And I put like my friends' names and my friends' pictures and my friends' content.
What's gonna happen now when you and your friend fights now? Can't you do something alone?
But I do have something alone on my side that I'm really focusing on. I have my own YouTube channel.
Okay.
Yeah, which is actually going way better.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Because the last time I interviewed you, there were so many things that we spoke about there. But I don't want to talk about those things. Now you've grown, and let's talk about your non-profit organization. I mean, a lot of people don't know that you impacting lives out here. So just tell us, or the people, who would say, what is it all about, and how many, like, just talk about it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, so I did introduce myself, but one thing you guys have to know is that my passion is to
to impact people.
No, let me put it in a proper way.
Yeah.
My passion is to give to the less fortunate, if I can put it in a proper way.
Yeah.
Like, I love doing that. I feel like people go through so much, and whatever you make from either Instagram or whatever, like, just percenting and inyan, like, for the less fortunate. Because there are people that are watching you. I get a lot of DMs, young people that are watching me. But how am I impacting them? Like, what am I doing for
what
them?
What change? It's not just about them liking.
And it's also not just about Instagram and having money. Like, honestly, like, you just got to do something out of that. So I definitely have a foundation, Reaching Out Foundation. I've unfortunately stopped posting, like, what I'm
like,
doing.
I feel like you should. Because, you know, when you post, people then see the other side of you. Because now, I mean, these things, they inspire people.
Yes, but this is why I've stopped. So I'm basically doing this behind the cameras. Like, I'm not recording anything. I'm still doing something for the Less Fortune every single month, but I've stopped posting because...
Is it because of the people?
No, it's not because of the people. I just feel like... 'Cause that's... sometimes you just gotta do something out of the goodness of your heart and not show. Like, you can show here and there, but it doesn't have to be all the time. When I video, as long as you know you did it, God will bless you, okay? True. As long as people know that I have a foundation, I do give out to people, but showing, I just felt like it's...
I agree with you 100%, right? But showing sometimes is also a way of branding yourself, you understand? People now, they'll see the other side of your brand, that, okay, she cares for people. That's branding.
Okay.
You understand? Mm-hmm. It's not like you're showing off. A lot of people do know that about you. Mm. But there's a lot that they know about you. You understand? Actually. So, I'll say, mix there and there. Not always, even on your stories. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't even have to capture people. You just capture what you gave.
What I'm giving.
Yeah.
Okay.
You understand?
Definitely. So, thank you for that. I'll do that.
I mean, it also attracts... brands that want to associate themselves, so, like, people, even other people will be like, how can we also be part of it? I have a lot of clothes, Lina, I want to do that, right? I want to start No Chill NPO.
Oh, wow, okay.
I have a lot of things to give out there, you understand? But I'm gonna post regardless of what people are going to say, because I want other people to see and say, we want to join you, No Chill. Remember, we have this and this, we can contribute. Posting is just spreading awareness. I mean, it depends on your heart. God sees your heart. Yeah. So whatever that people say, it's not really a problem. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't even matter to me.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you're doing it from your heart, then God will know. And whatever that people say, doesn't matter. Trust me.
Honestly,
I just have to find out through my research, but it's something that everyone should know. It's a good thing. It's a positive side of your brand. You're doing good things. And if you're doing it every month, that's big. Understand? So.
Thank you.
When did you start it, Vele? And how old is it now?
I think my foundation, it has to be like 3 years now.
And you've been doing it since then?
I've been doing it since. Honestly, I have partnered with my daddy. So all the time, like, he just makes sure if it's blankets, like, we just make something like per month for
That's
people.
Good.
And I think most of the people that we do that for is people from our church.
Yeah.
You know, because we're from a church that's in the town. Mm. Not town, Kukasi.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight Kukasi. Okay. So that's it's good. Just really bad. So Wait, is town and Kasi the same thing?
No. Township is like city or something.
Okay, and
Kasi,
cool.
Kasi is like townships.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, owner. You know, obviously, at this point, you know your brand very well. What do you think people say most about your brand? Or what do you think people know most about your brand?
The negative, always. It's crazy.
What do you mean the negative? I want us to talk. This is like we're talking, right? We're talking about you. So if there's something that you know about people, right? Mm-hmm. You might be wrong, but it's always right to raise your opinion. What negativity, like, what is it that you're doing negative? Because when I look at your profile myself, I see someone who's beautiful, posting pictures, and that's what I see. And I know you. Understand? From when you were still young, I could tell, okay, you're doing here, this is what you're doing good. Mm-hmm. But where, Nanji, what is it that you think people are... I'm even crying, guys. I'm kidding. So like, King, what is it that you think people value? And that thing is it's not the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what is it?
I think, people really assume a lot about me. Mm. I feel like most people, when they look at me as the Sign Gucci brand, they see a beautiful girl who just loves fashion.
That's me.
Yeah.
You know, but then what there are people obviously who don't think the same, and what what do you think those people think about your brand?
Well, I don't think about what people think of me. Mm-hmm. But I mean, maybe through certain trends when I'm trending on social media, people just like keep up with the assumption or the trend. We would say, yeah, it's really how it is without even me having to say to explain something people just already assume. So I feel like, yeah, they really have a wrong impression about me.
So what's the right impression? What is it? Okay, last week you were trending, and I want us to talk about it. Okay. I saw the article says that there was a conflict between you and the other influencer. What was happening, and what happened?
So I need to explain what really happened.
No. To be honest, the side of the story.
Yeah, definitely.
Because that's what people
I'm going to do it for you, but can I just say something?
Yeah.
Sometimes, ladies, being quiet is the best thing to do. Just your silence can change a lot of things. So, okay, fine. I was training last week with this
influencer. Guys, did you get that message?
Yeah, definitely. Don't always feel like you have to explain things to people. Like, I've always done that, and I felt bad for it because I've done it in the wrong way.
Yeah.
So, just being quiet sometimes is better, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got into a fight with this influencer. So, I was hosting at a specific club. Mm-hmm. And she basically just didn't want, like, a specific bowler to spend on me. Because most of the times when we host, like, these niggas want to spend on us, okay?
Now the story is unfolding. Now the story is unfolding.
So, who knows about what Frank is dressed or Vela Sayan Buju on my AC?
I don't even know what is ace, but yeah, continue. No, I wouldn't know. That is the cause of.
Yeah, like this girl just literally came through and she just told the bowler. So, it seems like she had a thing with the bowler.
Oh.
So, there were like a lot of bowlers, like, in the club that wanted to spend on me, but I chose the specific one because he looked nice, handsome, and whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, this girl was so intimidated. Like, she started like telling the bowler that you're not gonna spend on her. And the bowler came to me. He's like, my ex just told me that I can't spend on you. And I'm like, you know what? I have a lot of options. Number one, you are either gonna spend on me, or I go to. Like, what are the options?
Yeah, okay, so that's how. Because I feel like the story, when I was reading it, it didn't include those kind of things.
Yeah, and intimidated. Oh, guys, I was so intimidated by Saint Buji. So, nope. But fact is, she was. So,
So now, and then it happened like that. What was your action? What did you do? What was your reaction?
You, my friends.
Oh, you were with your friends.
My friends always want me to be respected. My friends value me so much. They always want to make sure that I'm okay.
Yeah.
So I told them about the situation. Ladies, we're not getting any A's today because of this girl. So they wanted to know what the problem is. Because before, we also had like an old saga.
So this is nothing new. So
yeah, but it was so random that I didn't even entertain it. Like, she was doing something to spite me. But I got over it as a mature lady, you know. So yeah, my friends like.
So those
fetched her, and yeah, that's when you started talking. Like, I just wanted to know what the problem is. Yeah. So she just exaggerated, you know, on social media, you just gotta exaggerate to get the clout.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm done.
Wow. I mean, at least now we know what happened. I mean, it's still one side of the story because we didn't hear from the other side. So I mean, we're just gonna. Take that, but I will not here for that. Now I'm here for the brand and for
brand,
what you're doing.
Yeah,
and for what you're doing online and all the good things that you're doing online. Because we are here to inspire. It's not even about.
We are here to inspire.
We
are here to change lives.
Exactly.
We are here to definitely change lives. That's
true. We're not gonna talk about the bad things that happened, but another trend that I remember. My poor, like. So tell me, I mean, it was an article that I saw that what Saint Buji and Maporis. I mean, it's an article, so like I'm coming up with things.
Definitely.
So I want to know, like, was the article right? I mean, because it says a lot of things that you guys were dating, and there was also another.
Apparently, Sengu's boyfriend is DJ Mapuri. Okay.
So you're telling me the articles are lying?
No, not at all. We actually had a thing, and we're still in good terms. Like, I don't have any problem with him at all.
Yeah.
But I feel like my reaction to the whole situation was just bad. I was wrong. I was 100% wrong for just expecting, like, a girl to be loyal to me. You know, like, I had a lot of expectations from the friendship, and unfortunately she betrayed me.
Yeah.
But the way I reacted, I feel like it's always about how you react. So my reaction was just so wrong. And, you know, I haven't really apologized for that. So I'm sorry, guys. So all my followers, I'm beyond sorry. I'm not that kind of person.
And what other thing that you feel like you should be apologizing for?
Nothing.
That's the only thing.
No, that's the only thing. I just want to definitely rectify the whole assumption about me and Maphorisa. We've never been in a relationship at all. It was just business, of which a friend betrayed me to offer more than what I had at the table. Yeah, that's it. But we good.
Yeah. Repeat that again. Yeah. I feel like that's very important. But it was. And that's actually something that people should do. To be honest, I'm thinking about it now. How many people have been doing things and they posted and people got in, and those people at the end they end up together.
Fixed things, and then let's choose the sides. So definitely, like,
people just have to mind their own business. So.
Mind your own, honey. Mind the business that pays you.
Like, how does it feel for you to, like, when you're trending, like, and that time you're trending, you feel like you need to speak your opinion.
Yeah. And you want to know everyone's, like, your parents' perspective, your friends' perspective.
How do you handle that? Because I'm asking you because you know these things. I mean, you've been, like, since I've known you, you've been trending. Like, I think your nickname is Trendset or something. Like, how do you handle it? Like, do you love it?
Okay, so the first time I trended, guys, I felt like I wanted to die. Like, I felt it was crazy. Like, it was the worst thing that I've ever been through.
What trend was it?
No.
What trend? I need to know. Because there are many. Which one on the list?
I think I was trending for the whole humans app thingy. I pronounced Vit wrong. I had to say Vit, and it's Vit. So now I was being called Mrs. Vit for...
So, you obviously time. I understand that you guys need to go, but I just have few
more questions. Yeah, it's okay.
Few personal questions about you and Jay as a person, right? Like, unwa.
Kinwa inyi.
Ha.
Kinwa Hollywood.
Is it Ace?
Kinwa Hollywood.
No, you mentioned something about Ace. I'm thinking of Ace. Karata yaniwa.
Oh my god.
No, like when you're out, when you're hosting, if they ask you what do you drink, like the same, what would you say you wanna drink?
Okay, what I always prefer is definitely like Jaeger, whatever, but because I have a special man that knows my value, I always gotta drink in gold.
Wait.
It's a Pika Ace.
Wait. Oh, so I thought you don't have a man.
You thought? Why do you think I'm sad?
Because listen, you know what you said to me? You said last week when this thing petty fight started, there was a baller. So.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
That person just wanted to spend nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Not even exchanging numbers. These niggas, like, just want to spend on you. Like, I don't know, like, so you appreciate them or whatever, but nothing in exchange. Especially, no, never. Nothing in exchange. Like, manu regela fella funo ba pila.
Hey! And then now, let's talk about your content, your pictures. For pictures to look so nice and stuff. What do you guys use? And obviously, it's an iPhone. Like, there, I saw it.
Yeah.
But, normally, some things that you add? What do you look at? The ingredients of the final product?
Okay, the only way I edit my pictures, I always edit my face, definitely. I use a specific app. And then...
What's the name? We unlock here. Remember we're trying to do? Inspire others. No, it's not like Mata Chanalo, I know when they start using it.
Okay, give it some Makeup Plus. I use Makeup Plus. Mm. And then for the quality, I use... On the iPhone settings, like straight up on the photo settings, on the brightness, on the contrast, you just play around with them. Whoa. I love doing that. Like, it's crazy. Like, it can change, like,
the whole
picture. Like, I wish I could show you guys. But yeah, I definitely use brightness, contrast, and for quality, I use sharpness.
Sharpness.
Yeah, sharpness. Wow. So yeah, it seems like it's not my own phone, but it is.
Ladies, remember, you have to be beautiful for you to get those kind of drinks. Bolas.
No.
That's even followers. Okay, let's talk about followers. People will follow you because you look nice, and so use those things. She's giving secrets out here.
Yeah, definitely Makeup Plus, ladies. You gotta use that, but not a lot. Like, don't make it obvious that you edited on your face. Mm. Yeah, and the brightness, like, they all change. I'll actually put it on my story, you know. Yeah.
But who I'm curious. Who are you dating, man? Because I kind of I see on TikTok this thing. There's only one guy you've posted recently, and I'm thinking, is it him? I'm going to show you up a picture here on the screen.
No!
So, who is it? Oh, you're crushing on him?
No, how can I crush on someone I do a TikTok video with in the same room?
So who's your man? This is the closing question, guys. Who's your man? I feel like, guys, manager, I know.
Manager, help me.
This thing is not supposed... You told me, I don't ask this, but for closing... For closing, I need this, Babette. For no show, there's one question that needs to be answered. There's no show broadcast. Give us clue. So everyone should be like, we know.
Okay, clue. Music video dropping soon.
So the owner of that song, the owner of the song is the man.
And give me a clue. Give me a clue.
No, actually, he's still giving me a clue for the clue.
But also, I really, really love confusing people. Yeah. You know, I love it.
So
think you have it right, but ciao.
So if it's a music video dropping, so he's an artist. So I'm already there because I mean the picture that
no,
I just put there.
Stop it.
Okay, sorry, manager. I was just closing. So, but, owner, obviously, I want to give you this platform to just look at the people and just tell them whatever that you want to say. It could be an advice, could be anything. Just focus on these people. And keep in mind that there are people who love you, you know, and there are others who don't know you, and there's others who hate you. So you can accommodate all of them if you don't mind.
Oh man, what am I gonna say? Young child, live your life, okay? I feel like that's the only thing you need to do. Live your life. Don't live your life having to meet up with people's expectations. Just live your life.
So you say life. People must not give a fuck.
Yeah, at all. Like, why would you? But honestly, guys. How are you this pretty and not have a hater? Like, it doesn't make sense. So you guys need to take, like, all these haters as an inspiration to always do better. Not for trying to be depressed.
Because what I know about haters, are people who are actually below you. So they want to put you, drag you down to where they are. And for you, you always have to make sure that you're not going to be dragged.
Growing up. And I just want to share my motto with... people I was sharing with my manager today.
Yeah.
My biggest motto, I feel like I want to inspire everyone to also have this motto. Please work so hard that people you couldn't approach start approaching you.
Damn.
And period.
You know what you just did there? That's me.
Yeah.
I had to stop at some point to chase people. And I feel like it's a universal law whereby when you stop chasing something, you're attracting it.
You're attracting it. Don't chase. Work hard.
Yeah.
Work hard and
focus on
your work will pay off. Like, honestly.
Wow. Wow, you see, this is what people want to know about honor. Why don't you go live one day and just talk about these things?
I'd never go live. I'm never gonna go live.
even if we clap it, guys, we share these positive things, and this is what people want.
Really?
But we're shocked. Why is she now positive? I feel like that's how you should do things from now on. Like, just
definitely
positivity. Oh, people love you, and I'm one of them. I've been a fan, I've been looking up to you. And even when you have problems, I remember the past time when you were having a problem with your ex, you could come
to
me.
Which one?
No, the ex that I know, the one you were doing videos together.
Oh, the
you
mistake.
You could come and say, no, chill, this and this. I'd be like, hey, this one in Zima.
Imagine, really, I went, guys, oh my gosh, men will change you. I went to No Chill for advice.
Dude, like me, I'm just here. I'm just social media. I know social media.
I'm so sorry for
She's
that.
She's coming.
I'm so embarrassed.
No. That's good. I mean, I tried my best to do. I mean, and that time there was just a lot of things happening. Fights. I was like,
yeah, it was crazy.
I feel like when you're angry, put your phone away. Manager, when she's angry, when there's a chaos, she must put phone away.
Manager,
take the phone
let
away.
Let me be.
No. No, even when you're drinking, put it away.
Yeah,
enjoy.
Definitely.
That's what I do.
But I did say, Hore, certain things that have been happening were done out of immaturity.
Yeah.
And not knowing your worth, not knowing your value, you know, just not knowing, like, your brand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now I respect my brand, child. You will...
Thank you so much.
Definitely see the quality of sign.
Manager, PR guys, thank you for bringing it. It was so hard for me to get this person. And thank you so much for sharing and inspiring. And just keep inspiring. I love Sam Buji's brand. You just have to keep on being you. But you have to amend those weaknesses there and there. Trust me, you already have attention. You can turn that attention into something big for you. So, yeah, thank you so much, guys.
The numbers matter.
Can you have a horn for Sam Buji for the last time? Thank you so much, guys. Don't forget to subscribe to No Chill Podcast. We bring you more influencers. Keep watching.